Lindsay here from K-John's Jewelry Company. Today, we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. After decades of showcasing designers we admire, it's time for K-John's to create something deeply personal. Our own jewelry designs, crafted with the love and experience this community has given us. K-John's is embarking on a new chapter, one built on our own creativity and our own craftsmanship. After years of partnering with incredible designers, we're excited to introduce our very own K-John's designs in the coming year.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Tuesday, January 20th, 2026, I'm Kevin Will.
Templeton CST to discuss changes to fire code. San Miguel CST to consider appointing new member for vacant seat. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 70s. It's 33 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years, 805-674-5141. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Templeton CSD's next regular meeting is tonight. On the agenda is a review and proposed adoption of the CSD's fire code with amendments. The CSD receives an updated fire code from the state of California every 3 years and must adopt it with amendments made to fit the local jurisdiction. The CSD has added a subsection to the fire code regarding fireworks based on discussions from the September 2nd meeting. In the meeting, a motion failed to pass that would ban the use of safe and sane fireworks in Templeton, and the board directed staff instead to update the fire code to impose tighter restrictions on the time in which fireworks can be sold and when they can be used. These changes are reflected in the proposed new fire code. The code only allows fireworks to be discharged on the 4th of July and only on private property. The sale is also prohibited outside of July 1st through July 4th. You can attend tonight's CSD meeting in person or watch online. San Miguel CSD board member passes in November with a new member to be appointed. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A San Miguel Community Services District Board Member, Vice President John Green, passed away in late November. To fill the late Green's open seat, current San Miguel CSD Board members will be holding interviews in its January 22nd meeting. The appointee will only serve in the seat through the end of 2026, and the seat will be filled for the remainder of its term in 2028 through a vote in the general election this year. The deadline to file a letter of interest to fill the vacant position was January 12th. Four candidates have submitted their letters to the board for consideration. San Luis Obispo County students from the Coast Union High School Friday Night Live chapter have taken steps to reduce underage drinking. The County Friday Night Live program is part of a statewide collection of chapters receiving technical assistance from the California Friday Night Live Partnership. Over 20 local middle and high school participate in FNL SLO County. The campaign launched by the FNL chapter is created by youth and for youth, which includes educational posters, digital graphics, and PSAs with messages that reflect real experiences, concerns, and solutions around underage drinking. Alcohol, according to the County Behavioral Health Department, is the most used substance by adolescents aged 12 to 17 years. The County Office of Emergency Services announced they'll be testing the early warning system sirens this week on January 20th and 21st. The sirens are stationed along the Diablo Canyon Emergency Planning Zone, stretching from Cayucas to the Nipomo Mesa, including areas such as the Five Cities areas, Avila Bay, Sea Canyon, Price Canyon, Baywood Park Los Osos, the city of San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay. The sirens will be tested for a few seconds at low volume. As this is only a test, no action is required from the public. Sirens are used in the case of a tsunami, dam failure, or other natural or man-made disasters. In sports for the NFL, on Saturday, the Seahawks beat the 49ers 41-6, the Broncos over the Bills 33-30. On Sunday, the Rams beat the Bears 20-17, the Patriots over the Texans 28-16. For the conference championships, KPRL will have the Patriots and Broncos game at 11 a.m., then the Rams and Seahawks at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday. In the NBA, yesterday the Warriors beat the Heat 135-112, the Clippers over the Wizards 110-106, the Thunder beat the Cavaliers 136-104. Tonight, the Kings will face the Heat, the Lakers will go against the Nuggets, and the Warriors will face the Raptors. In California news, protesters gathered in downtown Los Angeles on Sunday, rallying support for protesters in Iran. The LAPD estimates 3,000 to 4,000 demonstrators were outside LA City Hall. Investigators are currently looking into an inmate fight that occurred on Saturday just after 2 p.m. at the Pleasant Valley State Prison. Staff found 41-year-old Brian Spittle unconscious on the ground after an alleged assault by two other inmates. No weapons were recovered, and the two suspects have been placed on restricted housing. A 4.9 magnitude earthquake struck Southern California last night at about 6 p.m. The quake was about 12 miles northeast of Indio, with aftershocks across Southern California being felt. There is currently no report of damage or injuries. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, hey, it looks like market estimates show that Brazil surpassed the United States as the world's number one beef producer in 2025. Reuters says that happened after Brazil beat output forecast by hundreds of thousands of tons, easing a global supply squeeze and helping limit a surge in meat prices. Reuters also said Brazil was already the biggest beef exporter, with shipments totaling almost $17 billion in 2025 alone. It noted that beef production numbers aren't due until February, but analysts have already raised their estimates and said farmers are sending more animals to slaughter there and just cashing in on high export demand from countries like China and the United States, where low beef supplies have pushed prices to record levels. Meanwhile, other news outlets like Bloomberg also weighed in and said that beef demand has stayed resilient, though, despite high prices, and that the Trump administration's recent overhaul of dietary guidelines, putting protein back at the top of that important food pyramid, will likely encourage more Americans to buy more meat in the long run.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
KPRL News continues at 617. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The National Immigration Forum has partnered with agricultural organizations, including Farm Employers Labor Service, a California Farm Bureau-affiliated company, to provide English language instruction for farm workers. The English Advanced Program teaches language skills related to farm operations, employee safety, hygiene and food safety, team leadership and communication, and other areas of communication that are important in agricultural settings. Interested California agricultural businesses, county farm bureaus, and other organizations supporting the workforce can offer and cover the cost of training anytime. And through April 1st, businesses can leverage existing funding through the Employment Training Panel to access the training program at no charge. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Partly to mostly cloudy skies today, with highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday next week. Mid-60s Thursday, low 60s on Friday and Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday and Monday, 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 32 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 619.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morro Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
New year, new teeth? Look, if I'm making resolutions, win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tachi Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real new year upgrade. It's teeth and cash only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are under pressure with investors looking at the new tariff threat on Europe over Greenland. Netflix is now offering all cash to buy Warner Brothers Discovery Studios and HBO Max streaming service. The Warner Brothers Discovery board has accepted the cash deal. Paramount continues its all-cash hostile bid and is planning a proxy fight for board seats. Fifth Third Bancorp is reporting an upbeat quarter helped by higher interest income and more demand for loans. It is based in Cincinnati, Ohio, but has been expanding and opened 50 branches in Southeast markets last year. Fifth Third is also acquiring Comerica Bank and expects the deal to close February 1st. It was approved by the Federal Reserve earlier this month. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance. Not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, go to my boat, snakes in my case.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Durringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights. that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
All righty, email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort. Discover the perfect Central Valley staycation in Lemoore. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on this Tuesday edition, all here on the Blowtorch. Coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters, Barry will have on, this is going to be very interesting today, Rob Montz, independent journalist and filmmaker. It's a blockbuster documentary covering the Pacific Palisades fire, the truth behind it and the causes. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, Charles Bell Jr., election law attorney. The 40 years in the erosion and confidence in our election system. Election law reform since 2020 and what the future holds nationally and in California. Pretty important topics. Also, something happened yesterday with the text, my simple texting. An email came in, and it was one of those red flag emails, and somehow it got corrupted. So our engineer is working on that. That's why I didn't say text to 75. So we'll see what happens from that. So anyway, it ain't the end of the world. Not at all. All right, let's see here. What else do we have? Oh, let's see here on the email, though. That's still working just fine. Kevin, paying college athletes. Some of these players are getting paid millions of dollars. Is this college or the pros? This has gotten ridiculous. I won't watch anymore. Well, let's see here. Pay for college athletes. It's the NCAA's fault. And I've gone back and forth on this the last X amount of years because, okay, these guys were getting a scholarship with his worth a lot of money at these schools. Okay, they get taken care of very well. You know, particularly, obviously, the major programs. I mean, these guys are, treated like kings. They generate a lot of money for the universities. Some of these players, like I know last night, the quarterback for Georgia, Carson Beck, estimated he's getting about $4.349 million. He was driving when he was at Georgia. I think he was driving around campus in a Lamborghini. Okay, as I said, the NCAA brought this on themselves, and I always like to go back to the 1980s when Steve Alford was a star basketball player for the University of Indiana. He was also a star coming out of the state of Indiana, and Indiana is a basketball-rich state, or used to be. He volunteered to pose for some kind of fraternity calendar, his photo on it and stuff like that, so this fraternity can sell the calendar and make money. Okay, he got suspended for doing that. And there's been other stories similar over the years. The Fab Five, University of Michigan, they were making a lot of money off these guys' images and so forth. And one of the players, something happened with his family, and he needed money to fly home for some kind of family emergency. Well, according to the NCAA, if any of the coaches or boosters gave him money, that would be illegal. So when you see this, these type of stories over the years, I mean, heck, Dale Brown, the former basketball coach for LSU, came out and said, yeah, I used to give money to my players if they needed to go home or if they needed a new suit and tie or something like that. So they brought it on themselves. I really don't care because it's not going back. It's not going back. So I still look at them as college players. So if the coaches can, you know, get all this money and then they can leave and so forth and so on, I guess I'm okay with it. I didn't used to be that way. But when I see the amount of money that the networks, the coaches, the schools bring in, et cetera, particularly the top football programs, because they pay for a lot of the athletics on the campuses. So if they can get it, good for them. Good for them. That's the system. Let's see here. Look, I totally disagree with for playing sports in college. All these students being able to transfer around and do all the things takes away from the game, and I will be not watching it either. I just don't know, how does it take away from the game? All these students being able to transfer. Well, again, a coach recruits a kid, and I can tell you from personal experience, that relationship when they're recruiting you, it means a lot. It means a lot. I mean, some schools, the head guy isn't necessarily the main recruiter. Our head coach at East Tennessee State, had he come or I met him, I wouldn't have gone there. I couldn't stand the guy. My recruiter, Coach Watson, was a great guy. I loved him. Loved him to death. And anyway, so these coaches get these kids come here, and then the coach, after a year, they get a opportunity for a better deal, and they leave. What's the difference? What's the difference? Again, as I said, the NCAA has brought this on themselves. Players were getting paid anyway at some schools. I know back in the late 70s when the University of Kentucky's basketball team was, they won a championship in 78. There were guys on the team, not every player, but there were a couple of them who drove around Lexington in brand new Buicks. And on the dashboard inside, it said Wildcats. So these were, fairly well known. And not just the University of Kentucky, but other schools and stuff over the years. So if you don't want to watch, okay. But I still look at them as college players. Anyway, all right, let's see. What else do we have on the email? But thanks for sending in the email. Let's see here. Fireworks in Templeton. Why is this even an issue? Ask the fire department what they think. We live in basically a desert with limited access to water. Remember, Templeton had to get extra water from Paso Robles at the July 4th fire, and residents were told to minimize water use for a day or two. This is a no-brainer. All right, well, we'll see what happens at the meeting. It's people may decide. I'd like to know, check in with insurance companies, because if you remember the big fire out near the lake a few years ago, that there were issues on the people, particularly who were buying or selling out there. I remember one agent told me that because of that fire, that the rates went up, and then they put it in as the, because insurance companies, some, from, again, my understanding, the zip code. So, anyway, those are just a couple of things this morning. Also, we had some news, the farm news about the FDA and the guidelines, and I did come across something regarding the FDA. Do the Americans trust the FDA? A recent survey shows that only 54% of Americans trust the FDA. How about that? 58. Europe generally adopts more precautionary, stricter approach to food safety and ingredient approval. Now, the U.S. tends to favor a more risk-based system, allowing ingredients until proven harmful. What I was trying to find this morning is how many times over the course of our lifetime has the FDA or somebody related to the government said, well, eggs, apples, or, those things over the years. But I also found out that the FDA, and this is, should be no surprise, the FDA actually experiences changes when there's leadership changes. And sometimes, if not many, it comes from Washington, D.C., meaning the change in the administration. And that is not consistency. Under different administrations, enforcement actions like warning letters have varied significantly based on the regulatory focus of what administration is in. So we get to the FDA, then it becomes politics, which should be no surprise to many people. Now, one of the good things we have going for us regarding food safety is the new sciences that we've been able to have over the years. However, when it's still based on policy from the administration, you have to wonder. Now, we also know that one of the things that the FDA, or the CDC more specifically, had to do with the policy decisions regarding vaccines. And that really left a lot of people on the negative side. Let's see here. Hello, can you please share the title and name of the person from the American story you aired last night? Well, that was Sunday. It was a wonderful story about an Irish... I don't know. I'm in bed at 6 o'clock. I can't help you there, but thanks for listening. It might be on a replay or something like that. So those are just a couple of things to start off this morning here on The Right Choice, AM 1230 KPRL. All right. I almost gave you my trivia question for today. All right. So let's see here. Money, money, money. California politicians. Here's something that should be no surprise, but keeping in mind what the Paso Robles School District may have in store for us, and that would be a bond, another bond to do whatever they need to do, I suppose. And one suggestion is coming from some in California, particularly on one side of the fence, that is, why are we keep on focusing on how much more money we need and not fix based on the results? So we fixate on education spending instead of the final results. California's up to, with the increase in Newsom's budget, about $27,000 per student. And some of that includes federal money. So they want to expand programs and so forth and so on, but they're not looking at the results. Or when they do look at the results, again, according to this, what they do is if they don't like the test scores, then they change how they get the scores. And California continues to lose ground in many key areas regarding the education, particularly reading skills. I think it was Kenny last week or the week before, an astonishing I don't know if it was a statistics or whatever, but that Mississippi has overtaken California in ratings for public education. Think about that. For many, many years, Mississippi was not necessarily the laughing stock, but they were certainly among the lowest rated public school systems in the United States of America. And now California is below Mississippi. And I don't know how much Mississippi is spending per student, but I'd be willing to guess it's quite a bit less than California. So the reading scores, the math, the science, and if you go back to 2024, California ranked 37th among states. Just 29% of its students achieved proficiency levels, and that was down. And yet the answer, as always with government, particularly in education, is more money. How about that? So if you go back to, I just found a little something here. If you go back to just 2013, Mississippi was ranked 49th. Now, the state leaders decided to do something about it. So they had reforms and they asked for results. They set tougher academic standards, and the leaders in the state, because of the pressure from the citizens, made major improvements that move, that continues to move Mississippi up. Now, Mississippi spends almost half of what California does, but does a better job of teaching children to read and other things. So I've often wondered in states, and I'll use this with, I'll tie athletics in, when you see successful programs, or even businesses for that matter, smart people would say, gee, I wonder how they do that. What are they doing? Maybe I can, you know, be that good or that successful and so forth. States don't seem to do that. They seem to buckle down on what's not working, and more money is going to make it better. So why doesn't the state of California, the education people, look at Mississippi and say, well, what did they do exactly? And then follow the, not necessarily the lead, but maybe implement. I realize that the demographics are probably a lot different, but you can, you know, figure it out. After all, they're educators, right? They should be able to figure it out. But nope, what we're going to do, we want more money because we're going to make them smarter and better and read and science and be able to add and all that. That hasn't been the case for many, many years. But unfortunately, the people in control, they know that they can just say the right words and people will say, oh yeah, we need to give them more money. So anyway, those are just a couple of things that are going on this morning here on The Right Choice, KPRL. And let's see here. On the way, local news headlines, Fox News update for you. And oh my goodness, we also have some sports for you. World famous pet alert, extended weather forecast, and of course, trivia.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Templeton CSD's next regular meeting is tonight at 6:30. On the agenda is a proposed adoption of the CSD's fire code with amendments. The CSD receives an update fire code from the state of California every 3 years and must adopt it with amendments made to fit the local jurisdiction. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. The San Miguel Community Services District Board Member, Vice President John Green, passed away in late November. To fill the late Green's open seat, current San Miguel CSD board members will be hosting interviews on its January 22nd meeting. The appointee will only serve the seat through the end of 2026, and the seat will be filled the remainder of its term through 2028 through the general election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today with highs in the low 70s. It's 32 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. European leaders expected to meet with President Trump during the World Economic Forum Wednesday as he continues to demand the U.S. be given ownership for security reasons. The president says he believes European leaders will not push back against his Greenland proposal.
We have to have it. They have to have this done. They can't protect it.
And also, he made those comments as he spoke with reporters before leaving. European officials have stated Greenland's not for sale and condemned the 10% tariffs President Trump's threatening. Justice Department investigating after protesters barged into City Church in St. Paul, Minnesota Sunday, interrupting service. Assistant DHS Secretary for Public Affairs Tricia McLaughlin telling Fox.
Shocking. It is ICE hysteria on full display. And I do think it's a window into the souls of a lot of these agitators, that there's a lot of hatred there.
America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
14 minutes away from 7 at the right choice, KPRL, time for sports. And it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The Indiana Hoosiers won their first ever NCAA football title last night, fighting off the Miami Hurricanes 27-21 in the college football playoff championship game in Miami. Indiana never trailed, but it was in no sense a blowout like so many of the Hoosiers' games this special season, which included two playoff wins by a combined score of 94-25. Indiana was able to grind out a couple of scoring drives for a 10-0 halftime lead, while the Canes finally got on the board early in the third quarter when Mark Fletcher Jr. ran 57 yards for a touchdown. The Hoosiers got those points back when Mikhail Kamara blocked a Miami punt and Isaiah Jones recovered it in the end zone for a 17-7 lead going into the fourth. Then the offenses finally got to shine. Fletcher capped an 81-yard drive with a 3-yard scoring run. Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza pinballed his way in for a 12-yard TD run. And Malachi Toney took a Carson Beck shovel pass 22 yards to the house to make it a 3-point game. But after an Indiana field goal, Beck's deep ball was picked off in the final minute to wrap up Indiana's perfect 16-0 season. Coach Kurt Cignetti.
It's credit to our guys' resiliency to find a way to get that done. It's a great thing. Indiana winning the national championship.
A 10th NFL head coaching job came open on Monday as the Bills sacked Sean McDermott after 9 years, 8 trips to the playoffs, and untold heartache as Buffalo just could not get over the hump and into the Super Bowl. The last straw, an overtime loss in Denver on Saturday. 3 of those vacancies have now been filled as the Dolphins tapped Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley yesterday, and a 4th may be imminent. The Athletic reports that the Titans are closing in on a deal with 49ers defensive coordinator and former Jets head coach Robert Saleh. That's Tuesday Sports.
All righty, and we have the playoffs coming up this Sunday. The first game will be New England taking on the Broncos at 11, and then at 3:30, the Rams and the Seahawks all here on the right choice. AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM on the way. Extended weather forecast.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside and Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical and Atascadero, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, some sun in the morning, increasing clouds this afternoon, highs right around 70. Clouds tonight and overnight, lows in the low to mid-40s. Cloudy for your Wednesday with highs in the low 60s. And then for your Thursday, we'll have AM clouds and sunshine, low 60s. Low 60s sunny on Friday. Saturday, some clouds on Sunday, mid-60s. Mid-60s, partly cloudy Monday. And Tuesday of next week, partly cloudy, upper 60s, no rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 7:11 a.m., 5:18 p.m. We are at 32 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. You'll find them, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Okay, let's see here. We've got 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters, Atascadero. They are your San Luis Obispo County-wide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, home, safe and sound, and all curled up over the night or under the covers or wherever you allow them, correction, wherever they want to go. All right, let's see here. As I look to my left, there is nothing to report here on the World Famous Pet Alert, but Mr. Garcia, you've had quite a few days off here in the last couple of weeks regarding the use of the brain.
Good thing, too. Last year kicked me in the patootie, if you will. I couldn't say what I was actually thinking on the air.
Did you ever why it was referenced as a patootie?
No, actually.
I don't know that either. Maybe that'll be a trivia question. Okay, so words. Words mean things. Little things mean a lot. Chris, according to this, how many words are added to the dictionary each year?
The English dictionary, and is this official or is this sort of a colloquial slang thing?
I have, well, slang has been added to dictionary, so we'll just say everything.
Right.
So, what do you think?
Let's go with 100 words.
100 words?
Yeah, 100 words. It's got to be an absurd answer, right? Absurdly high or absurdly low, so I'm going a little bit high.
You think you're going high?
Well, I can't imagine how often you can invent words.
I can't either. That's why when I saw this, I go, I'll help you here. Do we even think we know this amount of words?
That's fair. Okay, so I am in the absurdly low realm then.
Yes.
1,000.
Yep, 1,000.
Oh, wow. Just multiply by 10, I guess.
About 1,000 words are added to the dictionary each year. I can't even.
Oh, year? I thought it was day.
Oh, no. Did I say day?
Well, I guess we'll have to check the feedback now that either of us will bother, but I thought it was day when you said that.
Okay, well, each year. Day would be nuts, but each year just seems absurd.
Even by that standard, yeah.
I wonder how many words the average American know. I you know, when I saw this morning, I didn't bother to look it up, and I'm just wondering, well, you know, some people like to show off their vocabulary.
Yeah.
With words that most people don't know. And, you know, and they do that for whatever reason. I don't know. They probably still wearing their high school rings when they're 45 years old. I got to find out how that is even possible. So, all right, words. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to atascaderogunshop.com. All right, just about 6 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, past Robles in Templeton, and they also have a third location. That's the One Niner Diner at the airport. They're open every day. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay. University of Indiana won their championship last night, college football. Only one university has won both a major college football national championship and the men's basketball championship in the same year. What university is that? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I'll give you a hint. It was not East Tennessee State University. Okay. So what university has won both the college and the basketball championship in the same year? 238-5775. 238-KPRL. All right. Who do you think it is? I wonder. All right. To the phone lines we go. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Florida State.
No, not Florida State.
The Seminoles. No. It's been a while since the Bobby Bowden days and basketball. They've been so-so. They've been so-so. All right, people had time to do the search on the internet, so here we go. Hi, good morning.
Yes, Florida.
Yes, the Florida Gators won both that, and they did that in 2006, 2007. Did you watch the game last night, sir?
I did.
Were you happy with the outcome?
I was.
What do you think? Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think Cignetti's an assassin.
His expressions don't change much, do they?
No, they don't.
But he's done a hell of a job, and boy. Okay, so since you watch, and I'm assuming you watch college football or sports in general?
Yeah.
What do you think of the college players being paid?
Oh, my. I don't know. I keep going through that over and over in my head. I think overall, they get a free education out of this thing. And, you know, I'm a USC fan, and to go to USC, it's like $400,000. You know, for 4 years. So, I think that's pretty good. That's a pretty good deal at that point. So, of course, now you get quarterbacks that are getting paid $4 million. So, I don't know.
Yeah, when you look at it, the Arch Manning for Texas, you know, this includes endorsements too. He's over $6 million.
Right. But it's crazy.
But coaches are getting paid a lot of money. The merchandise they sell, the network rights and so forth and so on. That's why I'm like you. I've gone back and forth with this. But as I said, the NCAA should have loosened rules years ago and stopped the nonsense. So because of the lawsuit that was, I think one of the guys from UCLA was involved in that, the basketball player, I forget. So this is why it became that. It's not the kid's fault. I mean, no. You know, if you're an 18, 19-year-old kid in a university like Michigan, they offered a lot of money to that Underwood, the freshman quarterback. Well, I'm going to take it.
Right. And I think they've opened up Pandora's box, too. You can't put it back in.
Right. And you know what's going to be interesting? I thought about this when this first was announced. I wonder if the IRS is going to be taking a look at some of these athletes.
Probably.
I could see some issues. But so you're a USC fan, huh?
I am.
Okay, well.
Always have been, 60-some years.
Oh, did you grow up in Los Angeles area?
Yes, Riverside.
Do you remember the sportscaster who started referring to them as the University of Southern California Brain Surgeons?
No, I don't. I don't remember that.
Jim Healy.
Okay, I know Healy. Yeah, I remember Healy.
Yeah,
I remember. I remember him when he was on TV. So
yeah,
that was way back.
Yeah, he was a KMPC.
Right, and then he was on KABC as their sportscaster for quite a while. So I remember that.
He was classic. He was one of the funniest guys I ever heard doing sports. I loved him. Yeah. I loved him. All right, sir. May I have your name, please?
Bob Springer.
All right, Bob, we have you down. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. San Miguel CSD's next regular meeting is tonight at 6:30. On the agenda is a proposed adoption of the CSD's fire code with amendments. The CSD receives an update fire code from the state of California every 3 years and must adopt it with amendments made to fit local jurisdiction. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. San Luis Obispo County students from across the Coast Union High School Friday Night Live chapter have taken steps to reduce underage drinking with a campaign that includes educational posters, digital graphics, and PSAs with messages that reflect real experiences. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine, highs in the low 70s, it's 32 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Here are some other schools that won championships, but not in the same year, both the football and the basketball. The Bruins, Ohio State, Michigan State, and Michigan, California Golden Bears, Maryland Terrapins. How about that? Arkansas Razorbacks and Stanford Cardinal. All right, two more to go. This hour was brought to you by Berlager Excavation. They specialize in dozer work for rural and ranch development.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.